Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about 5 tips to become the best marketer. So Neil, you're starting.
Tip number one, I've discussed this in the past, run an experiment every single week. Marketing constantly changes. If you don't keep up with trends, you won't do well anymore. What works years ago doesn't necessarily work now. I remember with Crazy Egg, we used to do something where we would force you to sign up using Google Authentication, in which you wouldn't have to enter in your email and password anymore because Google would just provide us the data. That drastically increased our conversions by over 30%. Nowadays, people are worried about privacy. If we didn't continue to run experiments and retest that, we would be losing money because now we found that having that and requiring that reduces conversions. Just asking people for their name, email, and password gets you more signups, at least paying signups, than forcing people into Google Authentication. So constantly run one new marketing test a week. Even if they fail, that's okay. You're constantly learning so you can be the best marketer out there.
Number two, join or create a mastermind. So a mastermind is a group of like-minded people, whether it's marketers or entrepreneurs. I've been a part of masterminds for the last couple of years. And you just learn things that you don't know, right? You don't know what you don't know. And these masterminds help you uncover these things, which is really powerful, right? So you can create your own mastermind. Let's say you're someone newer and you're starting out. Maybe you find, 5 to 7 people in your area. You meet once a month and you make sure you follow a very specific agenda. Maybe someone is put on the hot seat where you talk about their business struggles they're going through. Everyone gives their feedback as well. Or you can join a more expensive mastermind like a digital marketer War Room, which is like $25,000, or Russell Brunson's mastermind, I think also $25,000 for the year. So, you just want to make sure that you're around people that have the same motivations, that are really smart. And in the marketing context, there's a lot of these people that get together all the time just because they know if they get that one tip, it can easily make them, 6 or 7 figures or even 8 figures.
Number three, you got to learn from other podcasts. And here's why I say podcasts versus blog articles or videos or anything like that. Podcasts with founders usually reveal some of their growth numbers and how they got there. So for example, Eric has a Growth Everywhere podcast. He interviews entrepreneurs and they talk about how they grew. We have Marketing School. Russell Brunson has his own podcast where he talks about marketing, and the list keeps going on and on. When you listen to these podcasts, especially from ones from your competitors or other people within your niche, a lot of them start sharing what they've done right, what they've done wrong, their experiments, what's not working anymore. And the cool part about this is when you're trying new things as a marketer, if someone already shows you, hey, this is working, you hear that 2 or 3 times, that's probably something you want to try first versus try that last. So go and listen to founders and other marketers just talk. It's totally different than their blog articles, because their blog articles are more tactic-based, like, oh, here's how you grow your traffic. Step 1, step 2, step 3. There's tons of those articles. But when it's a podcast, someone's breaking down, oh, here's the specific thing we did to grow by 10%, or here's how we got our customers to pay double the amount of money. And that's the advice that's really going to help you improve as a marketer.
So number four, this seems very basic, but here's part of the reason why Neil and I create so much content. Creating content helps you articulate your thoughts. So it basically makes sure that it entrenches your thoughts, right? Where like when you don't articulate your thoughts, sometimes you're not as clear, sometimes things become murky. But creating content all the time, like doing this every single day, doing the interviews, Neil speaking all the time, that's how we become better, because we're learning, but then we're also reinforcing it at the same time. So it's really important that you have these systems in place where you are creating content. That's going to help you with your brand, great, but it also helps you become a better marketer.
Last but not least, pay for information. You can go buy courses, ebooks that teach you more about marketing. If I told you to go read a blog, you're going to say yes. And I'm like, yes, this will help you become the best marketer out there. But most of you are going to read a few articles and then you're going to stop. If I told you read these paid blogs and then you paid money to read the content, what'll happen at the end is you're going to be like, oh, wow, this stuff is really amazing. I went through all of it. I implement it. And you know what the difference is? Mindset wise, you're like, I spent money, so I have to go through it. When you don't spend money, you take the information for granted. Versus when you pay for courses like Digital Marketer Labs or whatever they call it, you're much more likely to go through with all the material that you've learned and implement it.
All right, so that's it. But before we go, we have a special episode of Problem Solvers, which is part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. This is with HelloFresh, and they talk about customer retention, marketing cohorts, and they just recently filed to go public. So to check it out, just go to singlegrain.com/fresh, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.